After the break, Lottie taught dancing and deportment. "I hear that you have not been living up to the high standards of the academy," she told the pupils as they stood in line in front of her. "Sorry, Lottie," they chorused together, with the exception of Tigger, who was trying to see if he could stick his tail into his ear. "Pooh! As prefect, it is your duty to assist the teachers in keeping order," the otter continued.
"Yes, Lottie," agreed Pooh, trying to sound as clever as he could and wondering if keeping order could mean putting your honey pots in a very neat row and then staying at home to guard them.
"I am here to teach you good manners and grace," said Lottie, "and we shall begin with the polka, a lively yet refined dance. Imagine, if you will, a grand ballroom filled with the crowned heads of Europe, dashing men in uniform and beautiful women in flowing silks." Here she placed a record carefully onto the gramophone, which she had borrowed from Christopher Robin. "Are you all partnered? Piglet and Tigger, Pooh and Roo, now follow my lead in time with the music. 1, 2, 3, hop. That's it. 1, 2, 3, hop. No, Tigger, hop, not bounce. No, Tigger, no, no, no." But it was too late. Tigger, holding Piglet in his paws, had bounced high up into the air, and when they came down again, it was on top of Lottie.
"You're squishing me,"
squeaked Piglet from in between Tigger and Lottie.
1, 2, 3, hop,"
continued Pooh as he polked past the pile, deep in concentration, not noticing that he had trodden on Roo's feet 3 times and Tigger's 2. "Desist!" shouted Lottie as her head appeared from underneath Tigger's tummy. With a twist of her powerful tail, she managed to extricate herself from the heap. She drew herself up to her full height in front of Pooh. Pooh stopped short.
"Do you want me to, what was it, insist?"
he asked nervously. "Lunch!" Lottie cried. "Lunch, everybody!" Pooh kept the pupils busy with sandwiches and the school song until the games master himself arrived. At once the staff of the Hundred Acre Wood Academy told him of their difficulties. Christopher Robin listened gravely and did not laugh, though perhaps the corner of his mouth twitched a little once or twice.
"Well, Tigger always was more of an outdoor type," was all he said.
After lunch, Christopher Robin took charge of the sports. First, he organized a high jump. Piglet ran up to the bar and then ran under it. The high jump was easily won by Tigger, who jumped not only over the bar, but the posts as well.
"Well done, Tigger," cried everybody except Eeyore, who remarked, "It looked more like a bounce to me."
Then it was time for the long jump. Piglet ran up to the sandpit, but instead of jumping, made a fine sandcastle with a bucket that he had found lying about, the way buckets do. The long jump was won by Roo, who jumped right to the far end of the sandpit and beyond.
"Well jumped, Roo," cried Kanga.
And after all that, when the animals were flushed and panting, Christopher Robin sat them all down, the pupils on one side and the teachers on the other, and asked them how they had liked school. There was a very long pause, and then everyone talked at once.
"An interesting experiment," suggested Owl.
"A moo, a mouse, a mat, what kind of a language is that?"
asked Piglet.
"All that folding and polishing," grumbled Tigger. "Boring!"
"Dancing might be all right if Pooh looked where he's going," squeaked Roo.
"Why does a school have to have pupils anyway?" asked Lottie.
There was another pause.
"By the way, I can't teach at all next week," said Kanga. "It's my spring cleaning, you know."
"Mine too," said Rabbit.
"That's a shame," said Christopher Robin. "What about everyone else?"
But suddenly it seemed that nobody at all was available anymore, nor did anyone seem to mind. Everybody learned something. Pooh had said nothing against school because he was a perfect. But a few days later, when they were having elevenses at his house and Pooh was hoping Christopher Robin would hurry up so that they weren't late for twelveses, he found himself saying,
I didn't really want to go to school, you know.
Oh? Prompted Christopher Robin, buttering toast.
It didn't seem the right sort of thing to do on a sunny day, but...
He wanted to add something about being a perfect and not being one any longer, and how school had been, well... I feel the same way myself sometimes, said Christopher Robin carelessly. By the way, though, the thing about being a prefect is you don't stop being one when you're not at school.
You don't?
Said Pooh, so interested that the pourful of honey stopped halfway to his mouth. So, I was going to mention that you ought really to go on wearing your armband, at least on special occasions, sort of like soldiers and medals. So Winnie the Pooh did just that, and he was not the only one. If you visited Eeyore when he wasn't expecting you, you would sometimes find him in his gown and mortarboard, using the tassel to keep flies away and the chalkboard to practice his tap dancing. And as for Lottie, she could not keep her mind on anything for very long, and when Piglet asked her a week or so later about the academy, she answered,
"Academy, darling? What do you mean?"
Otters are like that.